is
bonus pod time.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Yeah, after you, British guy, fancy voice, British guy. I am not fat. I am big boned. I have updates. I have health updates. Have to tell you, got the bejesus scared out of me by my doctor. I had a stress test today, the one where they bring you in, they strip you down, and then a bunch of young Asian people stand there and shave your body and put electrodes all over you. Yeah, has anyone else had that test? Because that's the test I had today. And then it was as then they after they get you going to the stress test, they bring you into the room and they scan your heart on this machine. It's like an X-ray, basically, of your heart. And they are injecting dye in you to start. And then they bring you back in after they try to induce a heart attack on a treadmill, try to get your heart really beaten. And then they bring you back in and run another scan on your heart. And I was fine. The treadmill actually was no big deal. And remember, this is what got us to this point. They did the calcium scan on my heart and realized I have my score's worse. I looked it up today. I was like, there's no way my score's that bad. If 300 means you're going to suffer a cardiac event or heart disease in 3 to 5 years, and I have a 761, that's insane. There's no way. I looked it up. I don't have a 761. I have a 781. So I'm just like, holy F. And they said I'm 91%. Like, I am effed with the calcium buildup, which is blockage in your arteries. And then I'm driving home. I had that this morning, and then I went to work, and I'm driving home. And sure as hell, my phone rings, and I see it's my doctor's office. And I answer, and it's my actual doctor, who I didn't see today. He wasn't there. My heart doctor I did not see today. I saw a bunch of young Asian doctors that were running this test. And I think it was a learning thing. I think they were teaching one, and there was one prepping me and another one doing the test and another one making sure the one did the test right. But nevertheless, I literally was in a room with three young Asian people. And this is what's weird. I was talking to these kids, because I'm going to go ahead and call them kids. They were in their 20s. That's a kid to me. I have children and underwear older than you. So they were sweet, wonderful, that there was nothing bad about them at all. But I could tell these kids were so smart that they were just awkward. They were trying to talk to me and trying to tell me we're doing this next. And I've done this test before. So it's, I'm cool and I'm ready. But they're like, wow, these people are awkward. They're so smart, they're awkward. And that's a thing I notice, especially now that I'm old and curmudgeon-y. Okay, well, I was young and curmudgeon-y, but now I'm old and curmudgeon-y. When I was younger, I guess I didn't notice it as much, but now I'm older and there's a lot more life experience, and I can quickly peg a person that is socially awkward. And really, really smart people are almost always socially awkward. It's almost a good sign. If you're socially awkward, it means you have no life experience of, doing keg stands and going out and being the life of the party like, knuckleheads like me. And you were buried in the books and you're socially awkward. And a lot of doctors are like that. It's pretty rare to find a doctor that is an older doctor, you'll find. But the young doctors are so nerded out that they're like that. So I'm in that room with three of those people, young, nerdy people. All of them happen to be Asian. And they're like, take off your shirt. And I'm like, oh, man, they want to see the sexy, like, right now. They're ready. And then next thing I know, they're shaving my body because they're putting electrodes all over me. And I'm standing there with no shirt on with three people around me shaving me and putting stickers all over me, which will later have electrodes hooked up to them. And it was weird. And then when I performed the test, they didn't let me put my shirt back on. They're like, no, no shirt. Get on the treadmill, fatty. And let that fatty fat bounce. It was shameful. It was shameful. Let's talk about awkward. It was an awkward feeling for me. But the whole time when they're trying to talk to you and make jokes and stuff, you're just like, man, you're awkward. You were socially awkward. You got beat up in school. I could tell. You got bullied. It's all right. You're smart, though. Now you're a doctor. So But all in all, I'm now driving home. It's the end of the day. My phone rings. I answer it. And it's my actual heart doctor who's like, hey, I just wanted to call you about your test today. And they told me in 2 to 3 days, the nurse will probably call you and tell you the results of your test. And then I got a call from my actual doctor tonight. So I'm on the freeway going, oh, crap, I'm effed. And he's like, I just want to tell you. He goes, you have a lot of blockage, but the flow is fine. Your heart's super healthy. You're doing great. There's no restrictions whatsoever. And you have, he said, no blockage. He said, you have no blockage, but you have a lot of calcium in your heart. So there's no blockage. Everything is working fine. And he was like, he was surprised. In fact, he wanted to call me because he was so surprised at how strong and healthy my heart is. Now, I could be dead tomorrow from a heart attack, and let me explain that. So my heart's very strong and healthy because it's a muscle, and I'm a formal muscle head. Right now, I'm just fat. But what happened was I had had this thing where I got distracted by the TV. I've been watching the football game, and we'll talk about that in a second. Thursday night football was actually really good tonight. It was fun to watch. But my heart was really strong and powerful, and I have a lot of calcium built up in there, but it's not restricting the flow at all. And he was surprised and wanted to let me know how good everything is. And here's how it is. I could be dead tomorrow because a piece of that calcium could break off and then instantly seal a major artery, and then you're dead. So I'm either going to live for a very long time with a very strong heart, or I'm just going to have a massive cardiac event and die, which is highly possible at any point with the amount of calcium I have. So good news and bad news, I guess. But that was my story today, and that was it was interesting. And no, the football game that has me distracted, I sat down and caught the end of the fourth quarter of the Thursday night football game on Amazon Prime, and it was the Steelers versus the Browns. The Browns suck this year. The Steelers are really good this year. So I was tempted to not even turn it on, but like, I want to turn it on. And then I'm glad I did, because when I turned it on, it is a snow whiteout insane one of those games where they're running around, sliding around in the snow. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. And there is a ton of snow, and it is snowing hard. It's coming down like pouring rain. It's snowing so hard. And there's a part where they're showing, they're pan out with a camera, and you can't even really see the game. You can't really tell what's going on because it's snowing that hard. And I'm like, cool. What distracted me a minute ago, they were showing highlights from earlier in the game where I didn't see it. At kickoff time, there was no snow. It wasn't snowing at all. The field was totally green. And it was normal. So at some point, the snow kicked in, and it ended up being a really fun ending to that game. And then with the snow, Cleveland was able to win. The Browns won. They beat the Steelers, which no one saw coming. But it was good. I in fact, was going to do the podcast about a half hour ago, and I got so caught up in watching this snow bowl that I couldn't stop. And I am recording a little later than normal. But that was pretty cool. All right, I also have a pair of shoes. I'm going to let you hear my shoes. Yes, I said, let you hear my shoes. I just got these this week. He's going to piss off the mean spiral lady. They are a pair of Nike Auto Maxes. All right, and I'm going to hold them up to my microphone, and let me tell you what happens right here. That is the sound of my Nike Auto Maxes because they are self-lacing. They have a positive and a negative button on the side, and you push positive and the shoe gets tighter. You push negative and it gets loose, and then you take it off. And then on their slip-ons, but inside they have this kung fu grip that literally wraps around your foot. What I really like about it is you would think it would wrap around like the ball of your foot, and it doesn't. Where it really wraps around is just behind the ball of your foot, and it wraps up around your arch. I like them. They're pretty neat. They're not nearly as comfortable as far as the sole. It's nothing like a Wave Max or a Hoka or anything like that, because It's also got a bunch of gear in it, obviously. You can hear the gears turning as it's tightening. But it's neat. It comes with like what looks like a like an iPad with a Nike logo on it. And that is your charger. And you plug that in and you set it on top of the charger. And voila, and when they're on the charger, lights come on. The buttons light up. And there's more noises being made. And then, voila, it's done. And you put them on and off with that button. It's cool. They're a novelty. They're incredibly expensive shoes. In fact, when I got them, I'm not really going to go into how I came about these shoes, but I immediately looked up going, hey, I should sell these online, and I wonder how much they're worth, because I got them for really, 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 really cheap. And then the first place I saw them was $687, and then I'm like, that's insane. There's no way I'd pay that for these things. They're a cool novelty weird thing. But I'm not paying $600 for these shoes, and they're a little ugly. And then I found them later. It looks like the price is really around $287. But still, that's a lot of money for a pair of damn tennis shoes. But I just got those. And the ones I have are black and fuchsia. They're black and fuchsia. And they're interesting. I could see one knock on them, though. I actually got they're a size bigger than I would normally wear. These are 14s, and I wear a 13, and I usually put my arch in. When I put them on, they were tight already, and then they really get perfect when you dial them in. But I was surprised. I was like, wow. So if you, it would be advisable if you were going to get them a little bigger so that you could mess around with the adjustment on them, which is pretty cool. Not going to lie. It is a pretty cool thing. All right, let's get into some stories to talk about today. Oh, here is one. I know a lot of people, my years in rehab, my years at the college campus. I know a lot of people are on anti-anxiety meds. I'm not knocking it. I'm not judging. People get put on them by their doctor. They've got something or that. We all go through stuff at times in our lives where we have stressful situations. And the next thing you know, you're not sleeping. And when you don't sleep, that affects your overall health really negatively. So it's a good thing to get on those, you know, from time to time. But one big one, Klonazepam is being recalled, and it's been going through a recall for a long time, but they just expanded it because apparently they mislabeled some, and that's a little gnarly. So they have 0.125 milligrams to 2 milligrams, and you may be getting some 2 milligrams in those 0.125s is what it sounds like. Sounds like they mislabeled some and they just want to recall everything out there to be safe. Once again, these recalls go down. Pharmacies immediately figure it out. But people that have them at home may not know. So if you have Klonazepam at all, you should look into that or just take them back and get new ones from your pharmacy. And then here is another story. As we head into next week, I hope none of you are flying, but a lot of people are. They say we will finally, for the first time, be back to pre-pandemic levels of flight for the first time. So, like, everyone's hitting the road again for Thanksgiving, that it hasn't been as big ever since the pandemic. I did not know that, but I did hear that on a news report. And here we are. American Airlines is announcing they have a new technology that they introduced at a couple of airports. They tested it, and they call it getting rid of gate lice. And you're like, oh, crap. I think about that. You're sitting on a seat. There's lice. It's not lice at all. It is people that they are calling lice when they say, all right, we're going to board. And group one now boarding. And then you see people who are from group three that just go on. And for all these years, they've done nothing about it. And people get pissed because people in group one are really trying to fight group three. And then when people from group three get on, they have lost their overhead bins because there's all kinds of people back in group three that just BS their way through as they were boarding group one. So American Airlines came up with a thing where they basically run the ticket. And now if you are not part of the assigned thing, it will reject your ticket and your bitch ass is going to have to wait. And people really like this technology. And they have announced that American Airlines, at least, is now spreading that out to over 100 airports right now, this holiday season. So it's going to be everywhere. If you're flying American, don't try to Bogart and be gate lice and jump your boarding group or you will get rejected. And that's cool. I think they should reject you and then say, you're out of here. They say the agent will override the alert, accepting the boarding pass. If you're, you know, with someone, like if you're, you get group three, yeah, you're handicapped. The agent can actually push a button, override it, and that. But if not, it, the technology will not let you do it. And I like that because people are rude. People are a-holes. I am an a-hole, and I'm rude. But so I know. I can judge. You know what's cool about being rude and an a-hole? I know rude a-holes. So I'm like, oh, yeah, rude a-holes. That's some BS, Geraldo, right there. Here's a headline that I came across as I was looking for stories to talk about on the show tonight. And I found this one that said it's a porn star from Australia. And they're like, she's trying to tell you where, like, the sexiest men are or the best lovers are in America because she's a hooker. And she slept with, her goal this year is to sleep with 600 men. I don't think I could have sex 600 times this year with myself if I made an effort, let alone 600 different people. This woman is a sex machine, and she is closing in on it by the end of the year. That was her goal. She's going to hit it. And she was talking about the city. It was Houston, but whatever. And then she dogs L.A. and says New York's pretty good, blah, 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 blah. I didn't really care. I was like, wait a minute. You've banged 600 dudes this year? You, madame, are a hoe. But she literally is a hoe. She's a hired hoe. She's a hooker. She's a porn star slash hooker. Yeah, that's nothing to brag about. 600 people. 600 people in a lifetime is a lot, let alone 600 people in a year. 600 people in a year. That's more than two a day. That means she's got big days probably where she does five. Is there ever a day in the year that she doesn't get banged by some strange? That's gross. That's gross to me. And I know as a dude, you're supposed to be like, yeah, just banging out, bunch of different chicks. It's freaking cool. First off, guys can't do that because man hookers aren't as active as female hookers because women are much better human beings than men are. In general, not all of them. And then here we are. Yeah, I've never been that dude. I've never been that dude. I've never been that dude to, like, try to tell a girl what I think she wants to hear to have sex with her. I was like, eh. Granted, I've been married my whole adult life. I was married once, got divorced. And then after that, only dated my wife now and then married her. So not a ton of notches in the old bedpost, maybe. But that's because I'm wired that way. I'm not, I don't know. It's weird. But so I have friends who would do 600 women in a weekend if they could. I am fully aware of people like that. And, you know, whatever. Not to judge, but I'm judging you. Guys, I'm judging guys like that. And I'm really judging because it is a double standard, but I'm super judging a woman like that. I know it's liberating and it's great. And if guys can do it, women can do it. Cool. No, I'll judge both of you. Both of you are dirty hoes. Dirty, dirty hoes. And then I saw something today that I didn't know how to feel about. I had a friend, and I'm not going to say who it is, but my friend is borderline famous. In Los Angeles famous, let's just say that. And my friend that I used to work with was one of the nicest people I ever worked with. And that says a lot about this person. Just a very nice man. And he had multiple entertainment industry jobs. I knew him back from when I worked in radio. And he had multiple jobs in the entertainment industry and was doing really, really well. And he had a girlfriend, and she was wanted to do some of the television work that he did. And I know he had like hooked her up and got her a job, and she had like a part-time job. And I like her. I don't dislike her. But then he hit a period where he didn't have a gig for a minute, and I think she dumped him, is what I last remember. And I liked her. I tried travel with them. I'd been on a vacation with them before as a couple, and I liked her. But you know, when you go into like couple friends, typically you're friends with one of them, and then the other one. At least in this situation, I was his friend, and then I met her, and I liked her, and she was cool, and got along with her great. But then when that relationship ended, and I feel like you kind of dogged my friend, or maybe used my friend would be a better deal, now I don't like you. Like, I can tell you right now, any one of the old podcast people, I hate Jack's ex-wife. I effing hate her. Like, that be in my eyes... He's way kinder to her than I would be. I think that woman is vile. That woman was a user. I do not like her as a human being. I just do not like her at all. And most of that is because I love Jack, and Jack is my dear friend, and I felt like she completely effed him over and used him, in my personal opinion. He won't say that, but I will say that. He would never say that because he's also a giant vagina, and he's not like me. But anyway, I can tell you that. So in that situation, same deal with this. She kind of dogged my friend, and I don't really like her. And then today I'm on my Instagram feed, and she pops up, and she's like got a whole channel now. And I'm like, wait a minute, she's an influencer. And this is not a young person. My friend is my age, and I'm an old-ass fart. And she looks great, and but she's in her 50s, and she's an influencer. And I looked, and she's got millions of followers, and I'm like, holy crap. And I'm not going to give her any dap and tell you who she is so that anybody will look her up. And I don't, what's weird is I don't dislike her. She was a very sweet lady. I just was like, yeah, you dog my friend, so you're kind of, yeah. Anyway, I looked at her feed, and I looked at it, and I'm like, wow, this is, I like what she's doing on there, too. I like the things she's got. She's got a cool little niche going on social media. I'm sure it's probably on TikTok too, but I was on Instagram when I saw it. And then I looked at it, I'm like, holy crap at how many followers she has. And I was like, hey, I don't like you. You know what's weird? Same situation. If I asked that friend, if I was like, hey, dude, remember your ex, blah, blah, blah. I saw her. She's like a big influencer now. And I'm sure he'll know. And he'll be like, yeah, isn't that great? And I'll be like, no. I don't like her. I don't wish success on people that dog my friends. I'm down with my peoples. Don't be messing with me, gente, man. Man, I do not like that. But what do I do? Nothing. I'm just not going to give her any dap and blow her up. Ah, boy, I'm drinking water. It was not easy today not being able to drink or eat anything for 12 hours before my test, especially beverages. They said I could have water, but I didn't. And I usually drink tea in the morning and coffee. So having no caffeine and no food, I didn't get to eat till I ran out of there. And the first thing I went down to 7-Eleven, tried to get the healthiest crap I could find to shove in my face. And I'm proud to tell you that I did all right at 7-Eleven. You know, 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven. It's one of those things, if you read the labels on protein bars, I'm really trying to avoid cholesterol now. I don't want sugar because of the diabetes, so I really had to read a bunch of labels, and they got a ton of them there at 7-Eleven. And then I got a protein bar and some, like, all-natural popcorn because I just wanted some quantity inside of me. And then I got a diet soda because I'm still drinking that bad stuff from time to time. So that was what I ended up with. And it passed. But the big deal about that is that 7-Eleven is next door to DK's Donuts, the greatest donut store in the world. That's right, I said it. DK's Donuts in Santa Monica, the greatest donut store in the world. Just in the world. It really is. They've got donuts. They've got O-Nuts, which are croissant donuts that they had to change the name on so they wouldn't get sued, and a million different flavors and just cool stuff like designer donuts. And they're expensive as hell. They're like $5 a donut. You go in there and buy a dozen donuts, it's going to be about $75. It's just like, whoa, what? But, oh, they're delicious. And I don't know what it is, but they're cream filled. Like, I do not like Boston cream. That stuff's like gross to me. I don't like that flavor at all. But they have a thing called French cream, and it's a just a real, almost bitterish, not very sweet whipped cream that's inside of donuts. And that, I love that. It is so good. I'm sure they make it there too because everything's so awesome. But I didn't get a donut. Now I want one because I just talked about them, and now I want a donut because I'm fat still. I'm fat. I've lost a little weight in the last week and a half of trying to eat healthier. I'm still mostly avoiding red meat, but not all the way. I'm going to go off the rails on Thursday. Don't care. Going to eat everything. Going to have pecan pie. I'm going to have pumpkin pie. I'm going to have chocolate pie. I'm going to have cookies if they're there. I'm going to have turkey. I'm going to have smoked pork. I'm going to have cornbread stuffing. I'm going to have everything I want for Thanksgiving and rolls and just, I don't care. It's Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday. It really is. I love being with my family. It's always good to see my brother and my nieces. My oldest niece won't be there this year. She is pregnant, about to pop, and will not be there. But and they've already said she's not going to come to Christmas either, so I'm not going to see her at all. And I rarely see my nieces unless it's a holiday. So I will see, next time I see my oldest niece, we will have an addition to the family. I will be a great uncle, which would be cool. And that is that. I had my son's birthday last night. I went out to a barbecue place in Pasadena, which is in, ironically not that far from East LA. I could take a straight shot up. And I did that after work, and I met my son, and I had dinner with him. That was nice. He's now 32. My son is 32. I told him, I'm like, dude, you're getting old. That makes me prehistoric. But wow. Yeah, crazy, crazy times. Don't forget, as we head into Christmas shopping season, to go to Spyrid.com, use Fit10 at checkout, get yourself some the Wave Maxes are the shiz. They really are. I wore mine today on the stress test, wore my Wave Maxes, and they were nice and comfortable. I love me those shoes. So I rocked the stress test with that. And the stress test is, you know, they raise the elevation and the speed like every 3 minutes until your heart starts to explode. And then they're like, okay, how you doing? Okay, Mr. Roberts, how you doing? You feel like you're maybe having a heart attack, having any pain in your chest, any stiffness, having any trouble breathing? You're like, yeah, I'm having trouble breathing because this damn thing's going so damn fast. Shut the F up, mofos. Yeah, anyway, that's what I said. That's what I feel like. It's bad. All right, I got to go. I got to get up out of here. Bonus pod is done because I got to walk my dog. It's almost 9 o'clock. I haven't walked my dog. Last time I walked Mr. Iceberg, Ayatollah Isahola. Last time I walked him, three coyotes rolled up on us, man. Three. Not one, not two, but three. And I was like, damn. And then Ice was like, let's go down, bitch. And he barked at them. And then they ran away, which I was like, cool, but you're stupid, Ice, because three of those things will whoop your ass. Like, I'll give you a one-on-one heads up, you and an ass beating on a coyote, because he's a pretty muscular dog. I would think he would be fine, but not three. They would get you. You're going to lose that fight. But he was down. That's what I love about dogs. They're just stupid. They're like either incredibly brave or stupid or both, because they will square up on something bigger than they'll fight a bear. I've seen videos of like a mountain lion jumping in a backyard and a German shepherd rolling up on it and the mountain lion killing it within about a second and a half because it's a lion and you're a dog and it's going to whoop your ass because a mountain lion will eat a human and will snap a dog's neck in 2 seconds. And they do. So will a bear. All right. Now that I've freaked everyone out, I'm going to get up on out of here. Hope you guys have a good weekend. Get ready for the holiday week next week. It's going to be good stuff. And I will talk to you on Monday with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else with me, Mr. Fatass. I'm going to make a candy bar like Mr. Beast, Mr. Fatass. I'm going to capitalize on being fat before I have that big heart attack and die. I'll see you guys.